ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਅਸਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਮਾਂ ਦੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਦੀ ਦੀਵਾਨ ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਹਜ਼ੂਰੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੁੜ ਬੈਠੇ ਹਨ। ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਜਸ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਸਰਵਣ ਕੀਤਾ ਉਪਰੰਤ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਵਿਚਾਰਾਂ ਸਰਵਣ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਸੀ। ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਕੀਤੇ ਸੱਚੇ ਧਨ ਬਾਰੇ, ਉਹ ਧਨ ਜਿਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਆਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹੋ ਧਨ ਅਖੁੱਟ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਨਿਖੁੱਟੈ ਨਾ ਜਾਏ, ਪੂਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਦੀ ਆ ਦਿਖਾਏ। ਜਿਹੜਾ ਧਨ ਸਿਰਫ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਵਿਖਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਤੇ ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਗੱਲ ਸੱਚੀ ਆਖੀ, ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੱਚੇ ਧਨ ਦੀ ਕਦਰ ਕਰਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਿੱਖੀ। ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਘਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਮੱਥੇ ਟੇਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਪਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਮਝਿਆ ਕਿ ਸੱਚਾ ਧਨ ਕੀ ਆ। ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਰਫ ਇਸ ਝੂਠੀ ਮਾਇਆ ਮਗਰੀ ਦੌੜਦੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ। ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਕੰਮ ਦੀ ਨੌਕਰੀ ਹੋਵੇ, ਸਵੇਰ ਨੂੰ 3-4 ਵਜੇ ਲੱਗਣਾ ਹੋਵੇ, ਤਾਂ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਉੱਠ ਕੇ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਕੰਮ ਤੇ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਸਵੇਰ ਨੂੰ 3 ਵਜੇ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਲਾਉਣ। ਪਰ ਜੇ ਉਸੇ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਆਖੋ ਕਿ ਭਾਈ ਸਵੇਰ ਨੂੰ 3 ਵਜੇ ਉੱਠ ਕੇ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲਾ ਸੰਭਾਲ, ਨਾਮ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੁੜ, ਬਾਣੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੁੜ, ਉਹ ਹੀ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਆਖਦੇ ਔਖਾ ਹੈ। ਸੱਚਮੁੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੱਚੇ ਧਨ ਦੀ ਕਦਰ ਕਰਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਿੱਖੀ। ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਓ ਉਸ ਸੱਚੇ ਧਨ ਨੂੰ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕਰੀਏ, ਜਿਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਆਖਿਆ, ਐਸਾ ਧਨ ਹਰ ਸੰਚੀਐ ਭਾਈ, ਪਾਏ ਨਾ ਜਾਲੈ ਜਲ ਨੀ ਡੋਬੈ, ਸੰਗ ਛੋਟ ਕਰ ਕਤਹੁ ਨਾ ਜਾਈ। ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਧਨ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਚੀਐ ਭਾਈ। ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਹਫ਼ਤਾ ਸਵੇਰ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ 4 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ 5 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਘਰ ਵਿਖੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਇਆ ਕਰੋ, ਉਸ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੁੜਿਆ ਕਰੋ। ਆਓ ਹੁਣ ਅਸਾਂ ਜੋ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਤੋਂ ਆਰੰਭ ਕਥਾ ਹੋਈ ਸੀ, ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਹਾਦਤ ਕਥਾ, ਉਸ ਲੜੀ ਨੂੰ ਚਾਲੂ ਰੱਖੀਏ। ਵਿਚਾਰ ਆਰੰਭ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਬੜਾ ਬੇਅੰਤ ਹੈ, ਬੜਾ ਮਹਾਨ ਹੈ। ਗੁਰ ਕੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਅਗੰਮ ਹੈ, ਕਿਆ ਕਥੈ ਕਥਨ ਹਾਰ, ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਬੜੇ ਬੇਅੰਤ ਹੈ। ਇੱਕ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਕੀ ਕਥਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਾਰੇ, ਕੀ ਦੱਸ ਸਕਦਾ। ਪਰ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਸੀਸਾਂ ਬਖਸ਼ੋ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਸਿਰ ਉੱਤੇ ਮਿਹਰ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੱਥ ਰੱਖਣ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਕਰਵਾ ਲੈ। ਆਓ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਆਰੰਭ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਕਰੀਏ ਤੇ ਰਲ ਕੇ ਜਪੀਏ ਜੀ, ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ। ਯੈਸਟਰਡੇ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਟੂ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਜੀਜ਼ ਲਾਈਫ, ਐਂਡ ਟੂਡੇ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੇਅਰ। ਯੈਸਟਰਡੇ ਵੀ ਡਿਸਕਸਡ the Guru Teg Bahadur Ji was the 9th Guru. And there was a king whose name was Aurangzeb. And Aurangzeb was who? The king. He was the evil Musliman king. And Aurangzeb, he wanted to get rid of all the Hindus. He wanted to convert them all into Muslims, force them to become Muslims. So he sent his soldiers out and they started to torture the Hindus. And they told the Hindus that you have a choice. Either you can become Muslims or you can die. That's your choice. That's your choice. And at that moment, a Hindu priest, a Hindu pandit named Kripa Ram, along with other Hindu priests, came and did a prayer to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, begged Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji that save me, help me. And Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji then said they would help. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was arrested, and when we left yesterday, when we finished talking, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was stuck inside a cage. Such a small cage with spikes on all sides. If Guruji would lift their head up, the spikes would hit them in the head. If they would move to the left or right, the spikes would poke them in their body. And that's where we left off yesterday. And today we're going to continue from there. Kal jado katha, kal itthe vichar, shadde san ke Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji paas, Kashmir to Hindu pandit Kripa Ram saath aaye te benti kiti si Satguru paas. Yo haath jod ke ho Kripa Ram ne benti kiti si Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji paas. Eo hath jod keho kirpa dham. Gat brahman matan gram hamro bal avreho na kai he Guru Tegh Bahadur. Gaj ke bandhan kaatan hare sabhu mad nirare jin Droopti rakhi laaj deho swar sudame kaaj. Firt firt prab aaye thare haant pareo har tere dware. Seva hare is arj gujare tum kal jug ke krishna murare ke he Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji assi bhagwan krishna nu poojde han par sachmuch is kal jug andar is waqt sada koi hor rakhyak hai ni sirf tusi hi dasde han Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji kal jug vich tusi hi sade bhagwan krishna ho kripa karo sadi rakhi karo. And yesterday, if you remember, we left at this moment that Pai Mati Das Ji, one of the six, along with Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who was arrested, he saw that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was inside a cage. And he felt sorry and he started to cry. And he said to himself, that what kind of a Sikh am I? That Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who many people used to bow to today, that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji is sitting in a cage, like a pet, like an animal. That Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who people respected so much, that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji has no food to eat. He started to cry. Pai Mati Das Ji di akha paraiya. ਤੇ ਮਨ ਅੰਦਰ ਸੋਚਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮਨਾ ਉਹ ਮੇਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜਿਸ ਪਾਸ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਸੇਵਾਦਾਰ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਅੱਜ ਉਹੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਇੱਕ ਪਿੰਜਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੈਦ ਕੀਤੇ ਗਏ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਜਾਨਵਰ ਨੂੰ ਪੈ ਕਿੰਜਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੈ ਰੱਖੀਦਾ ਹੈ ਭਾਈ ਮਤੀ ਦਾਸ ਸੋਚਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਮਨਾ ਉਹ ਮੇਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਜੀ ਇੱਕ ਪਿੰਜਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੈਦ ਕੀਤੇ ਗਏ ਦੇ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਟੂ ਕ੍ਰਾਈ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਟਾਕ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਜੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਦਮ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟਐਵਰ ਗੋਡ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਹੈਪਨ ਇਟ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਪਨ ਲੈਟ ਇਟ ਹੈਪਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਵਾਟ ਹੈਪਨ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਦ ਸਿਕਸ ਥੋਟ that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji isn't giving up. So what we're going to do is, we're going to kill the Sikhs of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. One by one, we're going to kill the Sikhs in front of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's eyes. And when Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji sees his Sikhs dying, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji will get scared. And he'll say, okay, I give up. that I'm ready, I'll change my religion, I'll become a Muslim. So what happened? The first day, what they did, they took the cage with Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji in it outside, and they brought the first Sikh, whose name was Bhai Mati Das. And they brought Bhai Mati Das outside, and the Muslims, they asked Bhai Mati Das, that Mati Das, you have two choices. The first choice is that you can say that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji isn't your guru anymore. Say you don't believe in the guru. Say you're not a Sikh. Leave your religion, convert, change your religion and become a Muslim. And the second choice is we're going to kill you. And Bhai Mati Das Ji said, no matter what happens, I can't leave my guru. I can't turn my back to my guru. I'd rather die. So what they did is they brought two pieces of wood. They put the two pieces of wood and then they tied Bhai Mati Das Ji between those two pieces of wood. And then Bhai Mati Das Ji had his head covered. They uncovered his head. He had his hair tied on top of his head. They opened up his hair and they flung his hair back. And then they brung a saw and they put that saw on top of Bhai Mati Das Ji's head. And then they gave Bhai Mati Das Ji a choice that Mati Das, this is your last chance. This is your last decision. Last chance to save your life. Either say that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji isn't your guru, say that you're ready to change your religion and become a Muslim, or else we're going to take this saw and we're going to cut through your body. Just like we cut through a piece of wood, we're going to cut through your body, Bhai Mati Das. That was the choice he was given. Bhai Mati Das Ji de sir utte ara rakhya gaya. Te puchya gaya ke Mati Das. Bol. Jaan tu tere guru to mukh pher de. Aakh de ke Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji tera guru ni, tu Guru Tegh Bahadur da sikh nahi, Muslim ban ja. Ja maut nu qabool kar. He was given a choice. Either you can die or you can have your body cut in half. Just imagine if we were in that situation. And we had a saw put on top of our head and somebody gave us that choice. What would we answer? But Bhai Mati Das Ji was strong. Just like in Bani, Bhai Mati Das Ji ne akhya jime gurbani andar vi akhya gaya hai. Ke karvit pala na karvit teri, laag gale sun binti meri. Ho vari muk fer pyare, karvit de moko kahe kumare. They said that if my body is cut into pieces, that's painful, it hurts. But what's even more painful than having my body cut into pieces is when my guru is not on my side. That hurts even more. When God isn't close to me, when I turn my back to my guru, that's even more painful. Bhai Mati Bhagat Kabir Ji is bani andar aakh rahe han ke karvit pala na karvit teri laag le sun binti meri. Ho vari mukh fer pyare karvit de moko kahe ko mare. Ke mere sareer de tote tote ho jaan, theek hai dukh hai, dukh lagda, par oh kende is to vi vadda dukh hai jadon main mere guru to mere parmeshwar to mukh fer dawa. Jo tan chire to ang na moro pind pare to preet na toro. That even if my body is cut into pieces, I still won't stop loving you, God. I still won't stop loving you, Guru. That's how strong Bhai Mati Das Ji is. Just imagine how strong a Sikh Bhai Mati Das is. He'd rather have his body cut in half than give up his religion. But today's Sikhs, There's no saw put on today's Sikh's head. Today's Sikhs aren't being tortured like the Sikhs of those times. Those Sikhs, they said they'd rather die than give up their religion. But today's Sikhs, there's no saw on their head. Their life isn't in danger, but they themselves are giving up their religion. They themselves are leaving their religion. ਭਾਈ ਮਤੀ ਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਸਿਰ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਰਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਤੇ ਫੇਰ ਵੀ ਭਾਈ ਮਤੀ ਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਆਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਸਿਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਜਾਵੇ, ਮੇਰਾ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਸਦਕ ਨਾ ਜਾਵੇ। ਇਹ ਭਾਈ ਮਤੀ ਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਵਰਗਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਆਖਿਆ। ਪਰ ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਵੱਲ ਤੱਕੀਏ, ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਕੋਈ ਆੜਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਿਰ ਉੱਤੇ? ਪਰ ਅਫਸੋਸ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ, ਅੱਜ ਸਿੱਖ ਆਪ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਛੱਡਦੇ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ, ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਪਤਿਤ ਹੋਈ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ। ਵਿਚਾਰਨ ਵਾਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ। ਭਾਈ ਮਤੀ ਦਾਸ ਜੀ, ਦੇ ਠੁੱਕ ਦੈਟ ਸਾਹ ਦੇ ਪੁਰਣਾ ਭਾਈ ਮਤੀ ਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਹੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਦੇ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਟੂ ਪੁੱਲ ਦੈਟ ਸਾਹ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਪੁੱਲ ਦੈਟ ਸਾਹ ਥਰੂ ਭਾਈ ਮਤੀ ਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਹੈਡ ਥਰੂ ਹਿਸ ਸਕਲ। ਜਸਟ ਇਮੈਜਿਨ if somebody accidentally pokes you with something sharp with a fork, what do? We say, ouch. We say, that hurt. But imagine having a saw put on your head and somebody pulling it through your head, back and forth, grinding it through your head. That's exactly what happened to Pai Mati Das. They grinded it back and forth through his head. But Pai Mati Das didn't get scared. Pai Mati Das, he started to read the Bani of Japji Sahib. And he kept on reading Japji Sahib the entire time, the whole time. Pai Mati Das ji had a beautiful black hair. His beard was black. But when they cut through Pai Mati Das ji's head, blood started squirting everywhere. And Pai Mati Das ji's hair wasn't black anymore. It was all red. It was covered with blood. Pai Mati Das ji's beard was not black anymore. It was all red, full of blood. Blood was dripping down his face all the way to the ground. Not just that, blood was squirting everywhere. There was a crowd of people watching Pai Mati Das being killed, and the blood was even squirting on them. How do we know this? Because Pai Mati Das ji's own brother, Pai Sati Das, was also there, and he wrote a diary of what happened, and that diary is sitting in a university in India, telling all this. The blood started squirting everywhere. But Pai Mati Das never got squared. Pai Mati Das kept on reading Japji Sahib's Bani. He just kept on reading. He kept on keeping faith in God. And the Sikhs were, all the Muslim people were surprised. They were shocked. That what's happening here? Pai Mati Das ji, his body is being cut. They've cut through his head. They've cut through his eyes. They've cut down his nose. But he's not scared. He just keeps on reading Japji Sahib. Then how much power does he have? Where is he getting this power from? He's getting this power from God. The faith he has in God. The love he has for God. The love he has for his Guru. Just like in Japji Sahib, it says, Manne ki gat kahi na jaye, je ko kahe, pichhe pashtaye. Kagad karam na likhen haar, manne kaha bah karan vija. It says in Bani, that line means that the power of having faith in God, the power of believing in God is so great that nobody can tell how great that power of believing in God is. That faith in God is, when you believe in God with full faith, the power you get. Pai Mati Das, they cut through his body, just like they cut a piece of wood, they cut through Pai Mati Das ji's body. They went down and down and down, and slowly Bhai Mati Das Ji's body fell apart into two pieces. One piece fell to the left and the other piece fell to the right. But even though his body was in two pieces, both pieces of the body, you can still hear Japji Sahib's bani being read from both sides. Both sides. And the entire Bhai Mati Das Ji did not leave his body. He did not fully die until he finished reading all of Japji Sahib's bani. And again, all of this is written in that diary. Bhai Mati Das Ji fell to his death. He became a martyr. He gave his life up for his guru. And then the Muslims, the king, the soldiers, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was inside a cage tied up. And then they went up to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji and said, they thought that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji would be all scared. That Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji would give up because he'd be scared after seeing his Sikh die. And they asked Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, that we've killed your Sikh, what do you think now? Do you want to change your mind now? Do you want to become a Muslim? And Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji smiled and said no. Because Bhai Mati Das Ji, it was like a test. Just like a student goes to school and he learns from his teacher. He learns for so long and then finally one day the teacher says, I want to test that student. I want to see if that student passes or fails. And Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, this was the same way Bhai Mati Das was the student, the guru was the teacher, and Bhai Mati Das was being tested. That he spent so much time coming to the Gurdwara, let's see now if he passes or fails that test. And Bhai Mati Das Ji passed that test. And Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji said, I'm happy that my Sikh has passed that test. He's passed. The Muslims were shocked to see this. Bhai Mati Das Ji passed that test. But if we look at our own lives, if we were in the same situation, we've been coming to the Gurdwara for so long. We've been remembering God for so long. If we were in the same situation, would we pass or would we fail that test? Because those who failed the test, nobody bows to those people. Nobody talks about those people. But those people who passed the test, they're talked about in every single Gurdwara around the world. Not just Gurdwara, every single religious place of any religion. Those people who passed the test, they're remembered. Bhai Mati Das Ji gave his life up. The following day, the second day, they brought the next Sikh, whose name was Bhai Diala Ji, and they brought him out in front of everybody. And they gave him the same choice that Bhai Diala Ji, you have a choice. Either you can leave Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji and say you're not a Sikh anymore, or we're going to kill you. And he also said that I'm willing to give my life up. I too want to die for my guru. So do you know how they tried to kill Bhai Diala Ji? Does anybody know? Does anybody know? No, does anybody know? Bhai Diala Ji, they took a stack of wood, they lit that stack of wood on fire, and then they put a huge pot on top of that stack of fire, on top of that fire. And then they put boiling hot water in there, that water boiled, and then they put Bhai Diala Ji inside of that pot. You know, sometimes we see pictures in Gurdwaras of a man sitting inside a pot and then that pot is on top of a fire. That picture is of Bhai Diala Ji. But there's one thing missing in that picture. Because in that diary that Bhai Satidas ji wrote, in that diary it says that they actually covered the pot. And then they threw rocks on top of the cover so that Bhai Diyala ji couldn't get out. And Bhai Diyala ji was sitting inside there. Some time went by and they started to hear a voice coming from the pot. And the bad people of that time, they thought that maybe Bhai Diyala ji got scared. Maybe he was begging for people to let him go. Maybe he was crying and screaming. So they said, why don't we take the lid off and see? And when they took the rocks off and they took the lid off, what did they see? What did they see? He was doing pot. He wasn't screaming. He was sitting inside of the pot and he was doing pot. He was reading Gurbani. He too had faith in his Guru. He too had faith in God. He remembered God. All day he sat in that pot, and finally, do you know what happened to Bhai Diyala ji? At the end of the day, Bhai Diyala ji, the same way we boil a piece of vegetable, the same way we boil a potato, the same way they boiled Bhai Diyala ji's body. And by the end of the day, Bhai Diyala ji's skin peeled off of his body. On one side of the pot was the skeleton, just the bones of Bhai Diyala ji's body. And on the other side was the skin lying separate all by itself. So Bhai Diyala ji also passed the test. And then they came up to Guru Tegh Bahadur ji and asked Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, that what about now? We've killed your second Sikh. What about now? And Guru Tegh Bahadur ji smiled and said, after seeing my Sikhs passing their tests, giving their lives up for their God, I too want to give my life up for God. The Muslims were surprised. And you know what the Muslims were thinking? That if the Sikhs have this much power in them, this much strength in them, just the Sikhs, the followers have this much. Oh, how much power must the Guru have? He must be even more powerful. They were surprised. Then the third day, they brought the third Sikh, Bhai Satidas ji, out. And then they tried to kill Bhai Satidas ji. Bhai Satidas ji was given the choice also. Satidas, do you want to stop being a Sikh and become a Muslim? Or do you want to die? And Bhai Satidas ji also chose to die. And does anybody know how Bhai Satidas ji chose to die? Yes? They wrapped cotton around Bhai Satidas ji's body and they lit Bhai Satidas ji on fire while he was still alive. They burned him, they killed him. Bhai Satidas ji also became a martyr. He also passed that test. And after all three of these Sikhs died, the Muslims were surprised that Guru Tegh Bahadur ji was still not scared about anything. They were shocked. They were surprised. And finally they decided that no, Guru Tegh Bahadur ji isn't going to give up. So they decided, that's it. The next day, we're going to behead Guru Tegh Bahadur ji. We're going to take his head off. We're going to kill the Guru. That's what they thought. So what they did is, they sent messengers to all the different villages and towns. Those messengers went, they had a drum, they beat the drum. A crowd came, and then they told the crowd that tomorrow, come everybody tomorrow, tomorrow morning, The ninth guru of the Sikhs is going to be killed. Come and watch this tamasha. They called it a tamasha. Snehe peje gaye ke aao har koi aao kal sver nu sikhan de nove guru tan tan Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur aao e tamasha vekho. Come see this tamasha tomorrow. The ninth guru of the sixth, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's head is going to be taken off. We're going to kill the ninth guru of the sixth. The following morning came, a huge crowd was there. People came, Muslims came to see this. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji got up and he came outside and he was asked, that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, do you have any last wish before we kill you? Just like sometimes here before somebody is killed, they ask them if they have any last wish. And Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji said, yes, I have only one last wish, and that wish is I wish to take a bath, and then I want to do the entire part of Japji Sahib. And I don't want you to kill me till after I finish the Japji Sahib. So Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, he took a bath. He sat down, started to read Japji Sahib. And as he came to the ending, the Muslims, they grabbed their sword, they swung their sword down, and Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's head came off. It fell to the ground. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was beheaded. They became a martyr. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji did something that was never heard of before. He gave his head for a totally different religion. Because a lot of people give their lives for their own religion. A lot of people are ready to die for their own religion. A Muslim is ready to die for his own religion. A Hindu is ready to die for his own religion. A Sikh is ready to die for his own religion. But not many people are ready to die for a totally different religion they don't even believe in. But Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji did exactly that. He believed in the freedom that a person has the right to choose any religion he or she wishes to follow. A person cannot be forced to follow any one religion. And he gave his life to save a totally different religion. So Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's head fell off, fell to the ground. And King Aurangzeb, he had sent orders that nobody should take the Guru's body or head, because the next day, they want to take Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's body and they want to hang it at the front of the city, so anybody who comes, they'll see the Guru's head and they'll see the Guru's body hanging. But there were two Sikhs. One's name was Bhai Jatta Ji and the other Sikh's name was Bhai Lakhi Shah. And these two Sikhs made a plan that, you know, if this happens, we have to take the Guru's body. We can't just leave the Guru's body like that. So what they did is, that day, because right after the head was taken off, right after the head fell off, there was a lot of panic. People started running around. And Bhai Jatta Ji came and he quickly grabbed Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's head and he wrapped it up in a cloth and he started to run. And at the same time, Bhai Lakhi Shah came and he grabbed Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's body and he put that body in his wagon and he left. They both left with the Guru's head and body. Aurangzeb, the king, and all the soldiers were surprised. Where did Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's body go? Where did Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's head go? They sent their soldiers out to find the people who took it. The soldiers went house to house searching. They even went to the houses of Sikhs. And they asked them, that you are Sikhs of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, do you know who took Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's body? And do you know what those Sikhs said? Those Sikhs said, no, we're not Sikhs. We don't believe in Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. We're not his Sikhs. They were scared of their own life. They were scared that they would get killed. So they started saying, no, we're not Sikhs. They started lying to save their own life. But the soldiers couldn't find out who took the body, who took the head. Lucky Shah, he took Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's body to his house. And he wanted to cremate the body. But he knew if he cremated the body outside, somebody would find out and tell the king. So what he did is, he put Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's body inside his own house. And then he lit his own house on fire to cremate Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's body. So that way nobody would find out that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's body was in there. He sacrificed his own house to keep the respect of his guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. And at that place where they did that, today there's a Gurdwara, which is called Gurdwara Rakab Gangh Sahib. And the other way, Bhai Jaita Ji, he took Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's head and he ran. And he came all the way to Anandpur, where Gobind Rai, Guru Gobind Rai, who was the 10th Guru at that moment, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's son was. He was still very young, younger than most, some of the people here. And they brung that head. And Guru Gobind Rai saw Bhai Jaita Ji come. But now Bhai Jaita Ji was embarrassed. He thought, how can I show this head to Guru Gobind Rai? But the Guru was so great, he knows everything. Guru Gobind Rai themselves asked Bhai Jaita Ji that they wanted to see the head. So they brung the head of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji and they showed it to Guru Gobind Rai. And then Guru Gobind Rai asked Bhai Jaita Ji that how did you get the head? There were probably lots and lots of Sikhs there. All the Sikhs were probably trying to save the head of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. How did you get it? And Bhai Jaita Ji, he started to cry. His eyes filled with tears and he said, no. He goes, Satguru Ji, there were lots of Sikhs, but they weren't real Sikhs. They were scared for their own lives. They started to lie. And they started to say that, no, we're not the Guru Sikhs. And Guru Gobind Rai heard this. And Guru Gobind Rai Ji, he realized that the Sikhs, they need to be given their own form. A form that even if somebody doesn't want to admit they're a Sikh, they can never lie. That's why the Sikhs today, they have taken Amrit. They have a turban. They have long... The men have long beards. From far away, you can tell that is a Sikh. Somebody cannot deny that they are Sikh if they're wearing the turban. This whole story that we've heard today, this story has been told so many years around the world at all the Gurdwaras. And it's being told here again today. But in ending, I just want to say this one thing. We probably heard this story every year for how many years now? It goes in one year and out the other year. In one year and out the other year. But no, we must realize what Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji has taught us. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji has taught us that we have to always be ready to stick up for our own rights and the rights of others. And don't let anybody else get bullied. That everybody has the freedom to choose their path. And that's what Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji taught us. And I want everybody to remember this Sakhi, this story, and realize just how great Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji really was. The time for today is over. Tomorrow we will continue Tomorrow we will actually go into Sakha Sri Chamkor Sahib Ji and talk about the battle of Chamkor Sahib. Aaj da sama samapat hai. Kal shaam nu itihas katha di ladi chalu rakhunge ate Sakha Sri Chamkor Sahib di katha aram kiti jaogi. ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕੱਲ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀਆਂ ਭਰਨੀਆਂ, ਵਿਚਾਰ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਬੇਅੰਤ 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 ਭੁੱਲਾਂ ਭੁਲੇਖੀਆਂ ਹੋ ਗਈਆਂ ਹੋਣਗੀਆਂ, ਅਣਜਾਣ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਮਾਫ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਾ। ਅੱਗੇ ਤੋਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਜੀ ਸੁਮਤ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨ। ਆਓ, ਇਨ ਦੀ ਐਂਡਿੰਗ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਹੇਅਰ ਟੂ ਪੁੱਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੈਂਡਸ ਟੂਗੈਦਰ and I want everybody to say out loud, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.